The Will of the People. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Elections are supposed to be the ultimate reflection of the will of the people. And yet I think we can all agree that measuring our will by making us submit 152,604,567 pieces of paper is creating far too much anxiety. For example, the Elections Board in Wayne County, Michigan, just refused to accept the latest tally of votes because in some locations, the number of voters didn't equal the number of ballots. Some of the local counts were off by 2 or 3 or 4 votes, which doesn't sound like much in a state that's counted 5.5 million, but that's our system for discerning the will of the people. If you can raise questions about the will of even a few of the will of the rest of them suddenly evaporates. But take heart. I predict that 50 years from now, none of this will be necessary. Because in 50 years, the will of the people will be decided by our Fitbits, which will monitor our pulse and our perspiration as we watch TV and read the internet and will report to the local election board with complete objectivity which politicians see the world as we do. Those politicians will then get a text message assigning them to the job that matches their LinkedIn profile, and best of all, when we get tired of them, they'll be fired automatically by tweet. Much as we do now. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.